bone inflation grew by 0.2%, with food prices rising by 1.2% and service prices up 0.3%. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the Democrats are ready to start proceedings to impeach outgoing President Donald Trump. House Democrats are set to pass a resolution later today calling for Vice President Mike Pence and the Cabinet to remove Trump as unfit for office under the Constitution's 25th Amendment. Pelosi says if they fail to act within 24 hours, the House will move to impeach the President. Democrats have announced they plan to bring forward at least one article of impeachment against Trump, accusing him of incitement of insurrection at the Capitol. Trump was already impeached once by the Democratic-controlled House in December 2019 for pressuring the leader of Ukraine to dig up political dirt on Joe Biden. He was acquitted by the Republican majority Senate. Three people are dead and four others wounded in a series of shootings over roughly 4 hours in Chicago. The shooter has been identified as 32-year-old Jason Nightingale. He was shot and killed in a gunfight with police. Investigators are trying to determine a motive for the attacks, which began Saturday afternoon with the killing of a 30-year-old University of Chicago student. The Chinese mainland reported 85 new local COVID-19 cases on Sunday. Most of them are found in Hebei, that suffered from an outbreak starting on January the 2nd. The provincial capital, Shijiazhuang, has been the worst hit, with over 400 confirmed and asymptomatic cases detected. It's initiating a second round of citywide nucleic acid testing. The latest tally from Johns Hopkins University shows global COVID-19 cases have surpassed 90 million, with nearly 2 million deaths. The United States remains the worst-hit nation, accounting for more than 24% of the global cases and over 19% of global deaths. An Indonesian rescue team recovered what's believed to be part of the engine of a Sriwijaya airplane that went down on Saturday. The rescuers found the wreckage of the Boeing 737-500 at a depth of 23 meters in the Java Sea during their search on Sunday. Indonesian Armed Forces Chief Hadi Jayanto says soldiers recovered debris from the plane throughout the day and hope to retrieve the black box soon. The plane went down with 62 people on board shortly after takeoff from Jakarta. Iran is demanding the release of its foreign exchange assets frozen in South Korea. Officials from the two sides met yesterday in Tehran, less than a week after the seizure of a Korean oil tanker in the Gulf. Iran's insisted the incident's a technical matter related to environmental pollution. South Korean banks have frozen Iran's foreign exchange assets over the past 2.5 years, citing fears of U.S. sanctions. Several rounds of bilateral talks have been held over the issue, but all have ended in vain. Preliminary results show that Sadir Japarov has won Kyrgyzstan's presidential elections in a landslide with nearly 80% of the vote. The previous president was ousted in October. The official results of the election are expected within 20 days. French Defense Minister Florence Parly has denied reports of helicopters striking civilians at a wedding party in Mali. Reports claim that a French helicopter bombed the wedding party during an airstrike on a village on January 3rd, killing at least 20 civilians. Parly says only jihadis were targeted and hit in the strike, and no helicopters were engaged in the operation. The airstrike was part of a larger operation by French troops aimed at fighting Islamist extremists in Africa's Sahel region. France first intervened in Mali in 2013 to stop jihadis from seizing the capital, Bamako, and currently has 5,000 troops there. Last week, 6 French troops were killed in 2 separate explosions, raising questions about the operation's efficacy.